Lewis decided once again.
What was the subject of Lewis?
Lewis wants to purchase a large amount of land for housing development, a large amount of PDPA land in Claremont.
Is this opposite property that the WFA has, our water facility?
Yeah, so it's south of San Antonio Dam, south of the new basin that they're proposing to put in as well.
Is it in Claremont? Is it part of north of Claremont?
It's in Claremont, yeah. It's below Mount Baldy Road.
And what was it?
And there's a triangle, PDPA. I'm trying to think, WFA is over on Benson, so yeah, it's close to WFA. It's close to Three Valleys Municipal Water District's plant too, their treatment plant.
I'm sure Claremont has a surplus water to handle.
A large parcel, yeah.
How many acres is there?
Of land. It's like 600 acres of land. I'm not sure exactly how much Lewis is looking at purchasing, but they're a large portion of that.
And that's part of our control?
Yeah.
None of it to do with the city, but?
Yeah.
None to do with the San Antonio Water?
Well.
She's part of this.
In relation to recharging six basins, yeah, and we draw water out of six basins, so there is a the San Antonio Water Company.
So we'll have to come in front of us?
No. I'm your representative, so if you have anything you want to say about that, then you would have to talk to me. Because it's in Claremont.
Well, I understand that, but if it affects the San Antonio Water Company in any way whatsoever, or any of the basins that we're party to, then it would be something that we would want to express some concern.
I'm anticipating that the issue would come before six basins at some point. They work pretty closely with PDPA in that regard. And I'm also assuming at this point in time that they're not proposing any demolition or removal of any of the current settling basins.
So therefore
it should not impact any of our groundwater settling ponds in that area.
So it would require CEQA? They were talking about maybe requiring CEQA?
In that area, yes, it would definitely require CEQA. So.
Have they even started that?
No.
So this is a really initial stages.
Very initial. They've been talking about it since at least 2012, though. At least 10 years. The problem is that PDPA is a not-for-profit, and if you sell land to Lewis Homes, now all of a sudden there are property tax issues. Mm-hmm. They're still working on that. So it's an item at every meeting, but there was no movement this time. I didn't talk to anybody about the impact on property taxes. But it should not impact, you know, the amount of recharge that's going to occur, because they're going to create the Tom Thomas recharge basin. And I would imagine they would size it enough to capture water that would naturally recharge on that site that's going to be developed.
Well, that's going to be a battle for now.
10 years already.
Okay, any more discussions on PVPA? There being none, six basins.
Good evening. Our last meeting was held on May 25th. As Katie was talking about the Tom Thomas recharge basin, it's interesting. They call it the San Antonio Spreading Grounds Improvement Project at six basins. And we're currently looking at phase one, which will consist of a feasibility analysis. And we're going to be discussing more about that tomorrow.
Thank you. Chino Basin?
I'm happy to report that there really is no update. We had an advisory committee last week, and we have a board meeting this week. So right now, we are kind of in silent money, which means there's a lot going on. We just don't know about it.
Okay. Agenda item 5E, administration and finance committee, so the AFC.
We talked about the CPI, the adjustment rate for employees and salaries adjustment table. It was approved unanimously that we move forward with that. There was also the property and insurance renewals and a large increase in percentages of 40% just because of the state of
Very nice. Okay. Item 6, general manager's report on activities. A, thoughtful board of directors appointment consideration. appointment or board vacancy?
So we have a board vacancy due to Tom Thomas's untimely passing, and we've been discussing this for the better part of a few months now. We have a number of applicants who have expressed an interest, and the city has taken this item up, and the city and city council members, please correct me if I'm wrong, the city is going to be recommending to the board Bob Volkoff for the position. Bob did call me yesterday and let me know that he would be unable to make this meeting tonight, and I gave him a really hard time. I ribbed him that he's going to be missing the very first SOCO meeting should he be appointed, but he did get had to fly back to D.C., so if you're much rather be here than in D.C. right now, so I can totally understand.
I move that we appoint Bob Volkoff to fill the remaining balance of the director of opening.
I'd like to make a comment on that. I'd just like to remind the board, it is the board of directors that appoints our vacancy and not the majority shareholders on that. With that, I would like basically to add, rather than Bob Volkoff, I would rather add Robert Deloach's name in there too.
I'll second the move on Bob Volkoff. And I did explain that to the city council, that it was out of a courtesy, and us being the supermajority stockholder, that we do have significant control and can make significant changes any time in the future. So that should be understood by SOCO. So there was discussion about it, and I want to make that very clear that we did it, that it was courtesy of SOCO to allow the city of Upland to make their recommendation. So I want to make that clear. And we did it that way.
Okay, so there's one motion. Bob, do you want to make a motion for that?
Right, second.
Yes.
I would second Bob's nomination, Robert, as well.
I'll speak to my motion then unless there's any more additions.
Okay, and we have any discussion on the topic?
So I just want to make sure that we follow the proper order of issues, and the way I'm interpreting this through Robert's Rules of Orders is that we have a primary motion. That primary motion has been motioned and seconded, and that's to appoint Bob Volkoff. I'm going to interpret this as a secondary motion or an alternative motion to appoint Robert Deloach. So in the Robert's Rules of Orders, we would take the secondary motion first and discuss that, and then pending the outcome of that motion, we would pick up the primary motion. That's my understanding of Robert's Rules of Order.
And I'm trying to make sure it's either someone from Upland or San Antonio Heights.
Robert is a shareholder in the company.
Well, I understand that, but I'm looking for a resident versus, I think he has lived up.
Well, as long as we're open for discussion, my personal opinion is that basically Red Hill is a huge shareholder in our water, and I believe Red Hill is a valued institution, and I really don't want to see it head the way that I think Upland Hills is going. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I think they're a major shareholder. I'd like to see them represented, and that's my reason, period.
I've had a conversation with Red Hill Country Club myself, and they were supportive of the selection made by the city of Upland. They were supportive of that. So with that in mind, and also true that a large shareholder is Upland Hills Country Club, and there is no movement on that,
yeah,
because we are, that is being questioned as we speak. So I'm still in favor of Bob Volkoff only serving out the remainder of this term as the city does control the majority of the shares as a supermajority.
I understand your position, Bill, but the problem is that I've always seen as a minority shareholder, we have other minority shareholders that have never had representation on this board, Red Hill being the, I think, next largest shareholder as close to the Heights, would be it would be a nice broadening of the board. And that's why, and also his tremendous background and voter experience. So that's why I support being.
And again, I'll bring it back up. I have spoke to Red Hill myself, Country Club.
Mr. Chairman, if I could speak.
quite a few.
I think I'm looking at the different shareholders and so on like that. You know, the only time I really brought up the subject of water radio is when Dan Richards attacked me one time coming in there over the building, you know, the possible building. And I have talked to Mr. Loge at Red Hill about what's going to happen when certain families pass away and the shares that they're currently using. The families may determine that it's more profitable for the estate to dispose of those rather than continue to allow usage to our club. That all being said, I don't care how many shares I have on the board. As far as a functioning board and working together, I've worked with both of these people. And the reason I support Bob and Bocock is from a standpoint of previous experience on this board and easy to work with. And both of them are strong opinions, but from a cohesiveness standpoint and working together as a board of directors with a fiduciary duty to all the shareholders, for that reason, I continue with my endorsement of Bob. No negative reflection on the other candidate. It's just I don't see him as the best fit for this board.
How many seats do we have coming up in when
the April shareholders meeting? I believe we are going to have four
seats coming available.
I believe so.
Katie, you have something?
Yeah, this is an extremely difficult decision because both Robert Deloge and Bob Bocock have many, many years of water experience. They're also, they both represent minority shareholders, with Bob represents Vulcan, and you know, Robert obviously represents Red Hill, so this is it's very difficult, but I mean, the city of Upland obviously took a couple meetings to make this decision, so I probably will support for this one. But Robert is very well qualified.
I think both candidates are well qualified. I think it's a democracy. We take the vote and let the chips lie where they do.
But I want to make something clear so you understand the role that the city has. We don't look at it saying San Antonio Heights, Red Hill, Vulcan deserve any less representation on board. And if that's ever a thought process by anyone coming on this board, I will assure you, as the mayor of Upland, I will make sure that that person does not serve on this board if I have any say so, because I'm up here representing San Antonio Water Company. I am not up here representing the city of Upland only. I am not up here representing San Antonio Heights. I think when you are on a board of directors of shareholders, your role is to represent all shareholders. And there's been opportunities, and I made it very clear, that's never been my way of thinking. I speak for every single person in the city of Upland. I speak for every single person in the city of San Antonio Heights when it comes to their rights to water. And I want to make sure that San Antonio Heights residents, when you two speak, I listen.
I know you do, and I appreciate that.
We appreciate that. We really do.
And I want to make sure that that's really understood.
It is very much understood.
Mr.
You
Chairman.
Know how I struggled with the vote at the last meeting.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but on this we can agree. The health of this company is well established, and our management has done an excellent job. And the direction of this board has worked vigorously to ensure the profitability of the company. Just think that my personal opinion was that a more diverse representation of shareholders gives this board a broader spectrum of the needs of the shareholders. And that was my point of view.
But I want to be clear with myself. You got to never think that as the mayor of Upland, I'm ever saying Upland gets in a better. No. Even though we are the supermajority, and I make it clear, that's like me being the big guy on the block. But I'll tell you what, the second big guy on the block is not going to start any trouble. Does that make sense? Because that's what we try to do. We want to make sure that, you know, we're all representing everybody. So we'll go from there.
Chair Zuniga, can I just?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Just one more point. Also, I mean, there were a lot of really qualified candidates even besides Robert and Bob. Chris Diggs lives in San Antonio Heights, and he's the director of water resources for Pomona, and he's very well qualified as well. Just for the future.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, because this is really going to come all up again in April.
Right.
Yeah. So. Right.
Just
exactly. So people.
Appreciate it.
I'm sorry. This is coming up in April. This is a short time thing.
That's why I made it really clear.
It's a short time thing.
Both question on the substitute motion. So we vote on the second deck motion first. If it fails, then we go to the first motion.
Okay. So being that there's six board members here, do I waive my not vote? And that way,
you
vote.
I don't see it could be a tie.
And then what?
I don't see any reason why any director would not
everybody
vote on the issue.
A tie is a no. A tie is a no.
You got to vote. You don't have to vote.
I don't have a problem voting.
Okay.
Okay, so for Mr. Deloach, Mr. Deloach.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Okay. And Mr. Pocock?
Aye.
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 Aye. So the ayes have it. Mr. Pocock will be up here with us for the next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think we've elected a well qualified individual.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. 6B, stock auction, November 2022.
All right, so we have three shares that were in arrears for bills with the company, and that totaled three-quarters of a share, or quarter share each. And so we propose the following schedule to dispose of those shares, and the disposal, the money coming from that disposal would go to the shareholders that own the stocks, should we be able to find them. Ultimately, if we can't find them, it goes to the state, and the state will hold that for those individuals, and hopefully at some point in the future they would come up and claim their shares. Since the posting of the agenda, we had one shareholder reach out, one, shouldn't say shareholder, the son of a deceased shareholder came forward and brought the bills current, so that share is active and that share would be pulled from the auction. So that was something that occurred, and so the share is no longer in debt and that share is active, and as long as it continues to stay active, it won't go back into the pool for potential auction. But the other two shares remain outstanding in debt, and we would like the board to approve the following schedule to auction off those shares. And the proceeds will be put in a account payable to those shareholders should we ever figure out who the appropriate people are that need to be given that money.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the schedule demonstrated in Exhibit 6B, stock auction, November 22nd.
I'll second that.
Yeah, and just for discussion, I made every effort in the world. I found the one. The other two I was unable to because their property's been sold for quite a while ago. Even went online through Google and tried tracking them down. I could find nothing. And I'm usually pretty good at finding people for real estate. Nothing. Could find nothing on those other two. I found a guy in Chicago with the same name, a doctor. He said, nope, ain't me. So, and quite possibly one of them could have left the country. Quite possibly.
It is very possible. So you went through the same thing staff went through, but you actually got some motion underneath the individual that we talked to previously. So that was.
I called the trust, the person was handling the trust.
Yeah.
So I got a hold of her. She called back. Thank
you. We got arm up.
I want to see if we can try the
absolutely
vote feature.
Oh, okay.
We've had a first and a second, right? So
yeah,
whenever you guys are done discussing.
Second, so for the vote, we'll vote.
And then you got to lock your vote once you do it.
Yes. Push lock vote.
They actually didn't go.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
Unanimous vote. Unanimous decision.
Thank you.
She just seen us the first day.
Yeah.
She just seen us like,
we would not have working on the last
point.
There's no closed session, and any director's comments? And
yeah,
no future agenda. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We did have this
added.
You got to add it, so it's 6C.
You do have 6C. And as we, that's okay. As we discussed earlier, Tommy Hudspeth is celebrating his 35th year anniversary with the company, and our current policy ends at 30 years. And we are recommending, what staff would like to recommend is that we extend the 35-year, keep the flow of this, and 35 years would be a $350 in the paycheck and a glass engraved sculpture and emerald catalog of $150, one day off with coupon and a luncheon is what we're hoping.
Now, to go past that, are we going to just do every 5 years?
Yes, we do every 5 years.
So it's not going to stand at 35.
Well, what we're proposing,
what
staff is proposing to do is we're actually going to review the policy next year and come back with a policy that would extend ad infinity.
Okay, so this is a one-time.
This would be a one-time adjustment for Tommy, and then we would go forward with a new policy next year.
Sounds good. So
not going to ride around the city vehicle, the county, excuse me, the Saco vehicle and just wave to people.
He probably does all
have a parade.
And a glass of water.
Right. I would like to make a move, a motion of so moved as presented.
We'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Let's vote.
Be cool if you get a bottle that actually had water in
it. Oh, we used to have it.
I mean, a real big bottle like a Magnum.
No, that doesn't like it. Are you supposed to? You're supposed to do it and then enter, or do it and then hold, or something, right?
Yeah, you hit lock, vote,
and then lock. Yes. Actually, it says Bob. I'm waiting for Bob. Did you lock it?
Yeah.
Oh, there it did. Yep. Good.
So, technical question, does the vote come up after everyone's voted, or does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then it pops up on screen after everyone.
But sometimes it goes away real quick.
I can clear it away, but it clears it by itself too. Maybe if the person clears it away,
yeah, I think
it's quicker.
Noticing that. All of a sudden, Carrie will put up, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone.
What did it say?
Who did I miss?
Got it for the record. That's good. All right. Thank you very much.
Because I missed that agenda item, there will be some corrections in the minutes. I just didn't know. Anyway, so we have no closed sessions. We're going to move to director's comments and future agenda items.
I have two.
Ooh. Right ahead.
One proposal I'd like to make, and just in light of the circumstances with gas prices going up to possibly $10 a gallon, I'd like to ask the board of directors to consider a gas stipend, a company car, or some kind of reimbursement to our manager, who drives from Temecula every day to augment the only 3% salary increase we gave them in light of the rate of inflation. So I'd like that to be a consideration. Secondly, I'm moving.
Where are you moving to?
Arizona. I'm going back to the United States of America on the other side of the border of California.
I'd like to propose, I think it requires a board vote to allow her to do this. When are you moving?
Well, we're putting the house on the market after this weekend. And the house on the corner around for me is a knockdown, and it sold in 24 hours, and the house a block for me sold in 24 hours. So I don't know how long it'll last.
It's changed a little bit.
Yeah. Before get out before we get to 10%.
It's
exactly.
Changed
yeah.
In the last 45. We've gone
yeah.
Inventories.
If I was
doubled.
Having a baby shower for 68 people on Sunday, it would be on the market already. So I wish to express my deepest gratitude to everybody in this room. Sincerely, it has been my honor and pleasure, and I adore and love you all. Thank you for allowing me to be such a blonde in the appointment of all these fine gentlemen and ladies.
How many more meetings are you going to be able to attend?
I'll attend as many as you graciously will allow me to. I will be traveling back and forth in a great deal, and I will put this as a priority always. But I wanted to give you the heads up in light of the decision that was made tonight, you know, that you're going to have some other bigger decisions to make, and if you wanted to fill my seat immediately, I'd happily stand aside. But it is not my wish to. I love this. This has been one of the highlights of my life. Thank you very, very, very much. Most sincerely.
I'd like to add that Martha is still a shareholder even though she's living in Brighton.
Yeah, I'll still carry a half share.
Well, she can stay on board of directors.
Yeah.
Right. Now there's two open seats for beautiful blondes.
And kids and stuff.
We're very adept at having remote meetings. We've gotten very good at that over the last 2 years. So any director that is out of the area, if they want us to continue to participate, we can accommodate.
The difficulty is doing it here.
Right.
We'll figure out a way.
Otherwise, I'd put another screen up our chair or something.
Actually, put that on the
chair. I'm going to miss you, Martha, to be honest with you. You're good. You turned out to be a really nice friend to have.
Same right back to you.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, you guys all welcome at the homestead in Arizona. It is more than accommodating, and I would welcome company, certainly. Don't think of me as too far away.
Well,
just asked our, how are we doing on, we were looking at additional council?
So we've got the request for proposals out for council, general council, and I'm communicating with a couple of interested firms, and the proposals are due right before the next AFC meeting. So the AFC will have an opportunity to review those proposals and anticipate bringing those back to the full board in September. So that and the board can make a decision at that time regarding general council. And then we have the IT RFP is going to be discussed at the next AFP meeting as well. AFC, sorry. Too many acronyms.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
So we have that. Now, we do have a situation where Chair Zuniga has moved to the, what's the term for the committees?
Ex officio
member. So we have a vacancy on the AFC, and I'm assuming that Bob Wilcock, which is naturally will. PROC. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, he'll want to be on PROC.
Yeah, I'm assuming that Bob Wilcock would just roll into that position, and we might have to have a formal vote next board meeting, but in the meantime, I'm just going to make an assumption.
Yeah. Unless someone wants to change right now, correct, on PROC and AFC?
Just put it on the agenda as an organizational vote.
Yeah, it would be an organizational vote, but in the meantime, I'm going to invite Bob to this month's PROC.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Why is Rudy ex officio? You're not serving on any of the committees?
He serves on all
our PROC.
Both of them.
He serves on any.
As the new chair of the board, he moves into an ex officio role.
He can come in. Is when you're short, like if you don't have a quorum at PROC, which we've had that, it would be Tom. We still complete votes and so on.
Right.
I've
never heard of that. So he's ex officio on both committees?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Like the AFC, was it the AFC?
Yeah.
There wasn't enough people there?
And you only serve right now on
PROC.
PROC, not AFC.
Yeah.
UFC,
right.
CIA.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
ABCD.
What? Archie Bunker said.
Anybody else? Okay, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.